Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Calvin Pickering. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, BJ Surhoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Pickering. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Pickering steals second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Ponson covering, for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Bragg. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. One out. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pickering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra hits a pop-up for an out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia Parra moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Garcia Parra scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hoyles for a passed ball. Stanley scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Johns now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Garciaparra moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garciaparra tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Pete Smith now pitching. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bragg moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyle's hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Hoyle's reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Hoyles moves to third. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Greg Swindell now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. Bordick moves to third. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 3 in the game. Benjamin takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary moves to third. Hatberg moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Ryan Minor now playing third base. Charlie Green now catching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.